Gemara Klila. It's about 10 lines down. Tenth line down. Klila. So Klila is some type of something which goes across the forehead, and it's a type of a crown. Rab Osar Urshmul Shori. Rab says Osar Shmul says it's mutter. Mar says the Aniska, if it's made out of a Naska, which is a piece of metal, Kliyamala Pliyid Osar, that's both Rab and Shmuel agree the case is usur. Ki pligid aruksav, it's made out of cloth or a band. Rashi says maybe it's made out of leather, which they would put. And there was gold woven into it, and there was avonim tov, there were jewels put in it also. So in this aruksa there is also metal. So Mar Sever, the anisra ikur, the main thing of it is still the metal, and therefore this chashash, the person, woman would take it off and show it. Mar Sever, aruksa ikur, the main thing is the cloth, and it's not so chashav, just the cloth. People will never not perceive it as so chashav. That's the Mar's first version. Ravashi Masni the cooler. Ravashi learns that this machloik is in a more cool fashion. The Ruksakli the Kuliyama the Pligi the Shori. Ki pligi the Aniskha. Aruks everybody both agree as mutter. The Ravashal argument by case of Aniskha. Marsabra Dilma Shofa Mahvi. Vasalasuye. Marsabra man dar so she's gonna wear it and it's okay. What's the tzad of heter? Man darka lemepik beklila isha chashuba leishalfa umachvi. So Shmuel, which says it's mutter, is saying it's mutter because he's going with the logic which we saw in the Mishnah before of Reb Eliezer that isha chashuba will not take off and show. So he's passing like that tzor. Amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Bar Chana the Rav Yosef.
But the halacha would it follow the person or follow the item? In other words, so let's say that's right. You generally Yishchashuva wears. Okay, so fine. So she's mutter, but let's say she's not an Yishchashuva. So does it become usur or does it become like we go by the item?
It seems like they did it by the item. There was once every kaveh, this item they didn't answer. Ben Yochanan Tosfos points out, vice versa, an isha chashuva wearing another piece of jewelry is going to be aser. They weren't mechalik between the women, they were mechalik between the items. So there's the top verse that says that. Amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Bar Chana Rav Yosef. Beferish Amartalon, so we've had this before, the different place we've had the Reb Yosef at one point became ill and he forgot his Talmudai. So his Talmidim would remind him of things that he said. So Reb Shmuel Bar Bar Chana told Reb Yosef that Beferish Amartalon, you explicitly told us, Yishmei the Rav, that Klila is Shori, there's a case of Klila which is Mutter. Now we have Rav saying Klila is Osir. If you don't like Rav Ashi's version, even Rav agrees by case of a ruksa that it's mutter. So you should know that you told us that Rav holds clearly as mutter, which would be indicating that you had a masura that the Rav Ashi's version in the Machloikis would be correct, and Rav would agree in the case of a ruksa that it's mutter, and they're arguing by case of clearly Danischa. Amalei the Rav, they told Rav, also gav Rav Aricha Linahardha, a tall a big Tamachachim, Aricha who was tall, came to the city of Linahardha, Umata, and he was limping. Vidarish, and he got up and he said, Klila Shori, that he holds Klila's Mutu. So Rav said, Omer, man Gavarabba, Aricha de Itla, is Levi, who is a big Talmud Chacham, who is tall, who is also lame, is limping, is Levi. So Shmamino Noch Nafshei the Rabbi Ephes. So if Levi is coming to Nadom, means that Rabbi Ephes, who was the Rashi in Eretz Yisrael, was Nifter. V'yaser Rabbi Chanina Bereisha. Then once Rabbi Ephes was Nifter, Rabbi Chanina became the Rosh Hashiva. Well, Haberle Inish the Levi the Mesiv Gavei. So Levi no longer had somebody to sit with. And he came here. So Rashi explains, we'll see in Rashi, Rashi goes all the details, that what does it mean he had nobody sit with him? So Rashi says that, let's see, the Rashi is ready. Top line in Rashi. Klila is off the dachta, he kushra, so she ties it across her forehead, from ear to ear. Yesha kula tas, so all the summers are made out of, totally out of a piece of gold plate, shakaran lima. Yesha mimeshi, tova imazov, shakaran frij. And some would make it out of a silk, which was woven together with gold. Deniska's tas, also kula miniska, it's made out of, totally out of metal. So the word nisla is something which can be is molten. Is the asr miga the choshev gzer dil mashalfa machvi. Since it's choshev, people might take it off and show it. The ruksa ritzua shematziyaris bezoba vanim type. So it has this silk cloth which goes across, which has gold and other jewels woven into it. That's a machlekes. So Rav says aniska the east by yikr. Even in that, there's metal in it, and therefore that's the main thing. A machvi leisha might show it off. Marasav aruksa who yikr that the material is the main thing. Who yikr the day? Well, a choshev lei, well a machvi leisha. It's not so choshev, and therefore not going to show it off. Ravashi is written to claim the pliga the shori that ruksa yikr that the ruksa is the yikr and it's mutter, and the argument is in the case of dan aniska. So they told Rabbi Yosef, "Perish and Martha Mishmei the Rav Lefenei Kol Yecha." You told us before your illness, Kadam Shushachat Tamutcha, that Rav said clear the shori. So according to that version, Alma the Rav Ashi Ikras. Apparently, Rav Ashi's pshat is correct. So when he plucked up the Dinizcha, Alva Ruksa Moter Rav. That Ruksa a Rav greases Oster is Mutter. They're only arguing a case of a Nizcha. So that would be a case of Rav says is Mutter. He cloaked me today by Ruksa. So that which you quoted that Rav said, that it's going to be water, was talking about a klila made out of a ruksa, which is water. Gabarab Aricho Mitla Levi Itlu Dachwe Kira Kameh the Rebbe. Remember we had in the Sukkah that Levi showed Rebbe how to do Kira, and when he came up, he damaged himself and became lame. Kida was, there's different types of ways of bowing down. There was something called Kida, which a person basically would put his thumbs into the ground and bow down with his head touching the ground without his body touching the ground, and then flip that up based on the weight of his thumbs. I don't remember all the details of it over there, but so put a tremendous amount of pressure, he might push off and then land on his feet, and that didn't work out so well for him. The more says it was because of a punishment for something else he had done. Noch nashi there be ephes. Miseltes kuvus ben noisei. The miseltes kuvus perka noisei. Arminan. The more says the more goes to the whole story of the death of Rebbe, and then it says the chich shochi Rebbe when Rebbe was nifter. Amar Rebbe said that Rebbe Chanina bar Chama yeshe berosh. Rebbe said that Rebbe Chanina bar Chama should become the Rosh Hashiva. V'lakibul of Rebbe Chanina refused to take that position. Why? Show you Rabbi Ephes Golden Medal Station, because Rabbi Ephes was 2 years older than him, and he didn't want to take the position over Rabbi Ephes, who was older than him. So what happened was we also Rabbi Ephes Bereisha, therefore Rabbi Ephes became the Rosh Hashiva. Station of Mesura, the Bach was then, he was 2.5 years older than him, and Rabbi Ephes became the Rosh Hashiva. But in Mitzvah Shoyi Rabbi Chanina Choshev, but the Meiser Rabbi Chanina was greater than Rabbi Ephes. So even though he made Rabbi Ephes the Rosh Hashiva, he did not feel a need to come to the Shir because he was greater than Rabbi Ephes. Lornichtan is the base of Benjosha. So Rabbi F is, Rabbi Chinna used to would stay and had went learned in his own place. He stayed out of the yeshiva. Well, Yosha Bechutz, and he would sit outside. He wasn't making a protest. He had his own things to learn. He didn't feel a need to go to the yeshiva. Shem Kvaydoi, so also covered of Rabbi Chanina, so Yosha Loi Levi, Levi would, you know, felt it was not right to leave Rabbi Chanina all by himself. So Levi joined Rabbi Chanina. Some more says, apparently now, so what happened? So Rabbi Ephes was now Nifter. Rabbi Chanina became the Rosh Hashiva. So Levi left, because Levi also had this situation where he just, Rabbi Chanina wasn't greater than Levi. Levi terrible. Levi shonim. Well, nekif Levi. So Levi did not feel a need to remain, become subservient to Rabbi Chanina. But lekan, so he came here. Okay, so that's why Levi left. So the Mora says, how do you know that's what happened?
So if you, I don't understand, if he wasn't, if Levi was called the shonim.
Levi was the same age as Rabbi Chanina. He wasn't older. He wasn't older than him in Torah. He wasn't greater than him in Torah or in Shonim. They were equals. Some words says, "V'dilma noch nafshi Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Ephes k'dekoy koy." So maybe what happened was that Rabbi Chanina died. Rabbi Ephes is still there. Well, how about Inish the Levi, the Mesa of Gabay? Levi was outside. Well, there was no Rabbi Chanina outside anymore because of Lahacha, and there he came here. Mar says, no, Imisa the Rabbi Chanina Shachiv. If the story had been that Rabbi Chanina had been Nifter, Levi, the Rabbi Ephes, make of Havikayev. Levi would have went and submitted himself to Rabbi Ephes due to the he was older than him, so he would have subservienced himself, or that's if it's such a word, to Rabbi Ephes. Number one. So furthermore, the Rabbi Chanina loy sagi the loy moloch. It's not possible that Rabbi Chanina would die before reaching the state of being Rosh Hashiva. Why? The Rabbi Chanina nafshi the Rabbi Amr Chanina Rabbi Chama Yosef Barosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh said that Rabbi Chanina is going to come to Rosh Hashiva. Well, it's not possible. But meanwhile, Rabbi Ephes is the Rosh Hashiva, so Rabbi Ephes is going to live X amount of years. But Rabbi Chanina is going to outlive him and become the Rosh Hashiva because Rabbeinu HaKadosh said so. Right? Which was Al Darshan, that Tzadikos because Baruch was Mekayim, so it's not possible that Rabbi Chanina had died without having an opportunity to become Rosh Hashiva. So, Samur says that the Dorish Levi ben Hardo, the Klilah Shori, so he passed in the Klilah Shori. So, Nofik Esin Ba'arba Klili Mikula Nahardoi. Nahardoi was not such a rich city. It was rich enough, I guess, that the next Shabbos, 24 women went out wearing Klili. Samur says, Dorish Rabba Baravua ben Mechuza Klilah Shori. He got up in the city of Mechuza, which you recall we've had the Mechuzah was these people who were Mefankim and they were, you know, and etc. Well, so he got up in the city of Mechuzah and he darshan klili shori, but nofku tamni sori klili michad mavua. 18 women were wearing a klila in one mavui of Mechuzah. So there's many mavuas in Mechuzah. There was a tremendous amount of women coming out wearing klilas. You see the difference between the distribution of wealth between the city of Nahardo and the city of Mechuza, or at least the expenditure of wealth between the city of Nahardo and the city of Mechuza. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda quotes this Rav Shmuel. I don't know. We said earlier there was Rav Shmuel Bar Chana, which is. I'm not sure if this is the same Rav Shmuel or somebody else or not. Okay, he says, Kamra Shori. So Kamra is Mutter. So Kamra is a type of a belt. and someone would make it out of metal, and someone make it out of cloth. Igadamri, some say daruksa. It's referring to it was like a piece which went across. It was like a cummerbund type of a thing. It was this nice, very beautiful type of thing which went across as a belt. Someone make it out of metal, someone make it out of a cloth thing with jewels in it. Some say it's referring to a cloth one. Vamrav Safra Mida Dahava Atalas Mushevis. The same way you're allowed to wear a talis, a bagged, which has gold woven into it. We're not worried about the person taking it off and showing it, because it's a garment. So over here, even though this belt is beautiful, but it's a garment. Chazal did not ask for garments. This is not a tachshit in the sense of it's not a piece of jewelry. It's a garment. Chazal didn't ask for garments. Even if it have a very fancy overcoat with gold inlaid in, etc. Because Chazal didn't ask for wearing a gold inlaid coat. So they didn't ask for a gold inlaid baget. But if it's a piece of metal going across, you'd make this fancy metal thing. That's not a garment. Chazal were not much of that. Because the Amri, and some say the Anisra, even if it's made out of metal. In other words, according to the first version, had it been out of metal, it would be Osir. And some say, according to the second version, the Anisra is also Mutter, obviously, Kabachem or the Ruksa. Vam Rav Safra, Mida, the Hava, Avdei Shal Malachim, which the Malachim apparently would make one out of, they would wear a gold or a metal belt, since it is an avnet, so the name avnet is Chazal de Nasser, the Chazal de Nasser belt, because you're not going to take your belt off, and you might drop your pants.
Is this something that the men wore or the women wore?
Just from the language of Avishat Malachim, I'm assuming that it means the men wore it. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Kamra Iluya Himyon Amai. Okay, so now you're allowed to wear the Kamra directly on top of your belt. Himyon is the belt, so you're allowed to wear it like a second layer, like you had the belt, and you have this fancy thing on top. Amalei, so Himyoni Kamarti. You're talking about the two belts. That's Osir. That's not even a shaila. That's considered a masui. It's not a question of shofa machvi. That's considered two belts. So then it has no. It's not a function of. That's not a functional thing. So that's us. Okay, Amar Ravashi. Hi, Rasuka. So I think that the flow of all these cases go together because they're talking about these pieces of we talk about garments, bands of a garment, which is a band over across the forehead and across the belt. So Hi, Rasuka, which is a piece of a garment which was worn it sounds like it was like worn like a band across. I'm not sure if that's something from Rashi. So Isle Mefar Chaisa Shori, so if it has Ritzuas to tie it on to make sure that it stays on, so it's Mutter Viloi, and if not it's also because the fridge is going to drop it and come to carry it. Okay, let's see Rashi. So the Mora said maybe Rabbi Ephes died. No, maybe Rabbi Chanina died, and Rabbi Ephes is now still the Rosh Hashiva, and Levi, and nobody to stay with, so he came to Bavel. So Mora answered, Levi Rabbi Ephes make up Rabbi Kayif Lezak Rashi Shari Sokim. He would have submitted to Rabbi Ephes, who was older than him. Kamra, Amid Choshev Yesh. It's a belt. Yesh Roshen Osem Mitashal. Also make it out of a piece of a metal plate. Yesh Roshen Osem Ritzua. They make it out of a band, a cloth band. Mishpatzoy Sahov, which is made with gold weaving of Mishpatzoy of.
Checker.
Okay. I want him kuyas boy, and it has has jewels which are into it. So it's a woven thing with like indentations made out of indentations, and you put these avonim into it, avonim tovus. So some say it's referring to a cloth one, a talisman sevis, the havi tachshit, which it's beautiful, but still it's shuri, it's mutter. Why? You're not worried about a person taking it off. Untie his belt, and his clothing will, whatever the belt was holding up, it's gonna fall. I'm not worried about that. Some say even a metal one is mutter. It's made totally out of metal. So they were right to wear such a garment. We're gonna see that idea. Later on in the sugya, that the Mor says that Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim, so which you have to put that in perspective. I mean, if the problem is you're afraid he's going to take it off the show, so Malachim, when they wear it, they don't take it off the show. But the Maisa, Kol Yisrael is very chashuv of people, and they deserve all those things, but they're still going to take it off the show. Like, and how did you solve the problem? So he asked to put it directly on top. What about that? Trey Munichum Arta, two belts. That's definitely considered a burden. That's us. That's Loshen, Talmid Rabbeinu Yitzchok. And he puts in Berbi Huda, Nishmosa Eden, that his Neshama should be in Gan Eden. With Talmid Rabbeinu Halevi Mitzosi, they learn Mutter. That he's saying, what's your Shaila? Trey Munichum is Mutter. Rishon Nira, Rashi says the first shot I think is correct. Mishum, how do I know the Gabi Tzolos Tuleika? The Mishnah says later on in the Masechta, in a case where there's a fire which breaks out, so a person is allowed to wear. So Chazal faced with this dilemma: if we're matter, the person to take everything out, he's going to get so involved in the saving things that he's going to put out the fire. If we're not to matter anything, so. By the mace, we said he's going to put out the fire. So over here, we said that the opposite. If you don't get involved in Hatzalah, so you walk away from it. But if the mace is there, that's not an option for the person. But Akapanim, so Chazal did say you can take out food. Chazal said you can take out clothing. So Rabbi Yossi says you can take out clothing. You're allowed to wear as many garments as you want. And he says there's Yudches, he gives a list of Yudches garments. That you can wear, you can fill a list of 18 things you can wear, and amongst those things, Menina Rabbi Yossi Shmona Sukelim, 18 garments you can wear. Hosam Chad Kager Huda Meninan. It only matters one belt, B'chol Kisvei Kodesh. V'ishtei Chaguris Shara Lechatchila Tzanimni Hosam Shrei. He's basically saying we'll let you wear as much as you can wear. And if you're telling me that it's obvious that two belts are mutters, so why didn't he allow two belts? The answer is because two belts is aser. So that's why Rashi feels the first pshat is correct. Rusuki is chatichas me'il rechav, it's this wide me'il. Yisle mefarchaisa, rutsuas kitzaras, tluyas bar lekosher behem, ulahatka svivesot. It have these rutsuas to tie it in. Shori, the meheric shopper, because that was hold it tight. Well, like the mechus, mystery country that we're not going to be worried about. Maybe the knots which hold it will untie, but nuffle and it'll fall down. But also the suyan is going to come to carry it. Mefarchais is from tzedats the belas. So that's these things. If not, it's us. Okay. Below the katla, what's the katla? My katla. Mor says menakta fari. So it's basically it was worn around the neck. We said before it was a wide thing, so it wouldn't cut into the skin, but it was worn tight around the neck, and it had a flap of cloth which went out in the front, so it looked like you know something like a dickie, basically it looked like a bib. And so it came, it went on the neck, but so it caught the peruri pass. It would catch the crumbs. So she didn't wear it to catch the crumbs, but basically it functioned in the form of catching the crumbs. That's what Manak the Perim is. Manak Tefari, Mushtnitsa, Vubegad Shiesha Shnotzim, it's a bag which has you have like the sweatpants and you have the pull string, the drawstring. So Shnotzim are the drawstring. Kemech Nesayim, like the pants. This is Beretzua Rechava, and there's this wide band which would go inside of it. So it's a long garment, but it had a wide drawstring on top. You put a wide band in it. But for Sheris, Savara, she would tie it around her neck. A bag of Tolei Aliba, and the bag would hang on her chest. Uchashe, Umetzir, Bezob, and it was made out of gold, etc. And Tosis says that the actual word Manak Teferi means that Peru Pass, it would catch the crumbs. As it refers to, it would catch the crumbs. But she didn't wear it for that purpose, but that's what it functioned as. V'yesh Beforshim Kimin Chatzi Ogol Osi Kimin Kalbus. It was like a half a circle made like the kalbus, which is like a clip. And there's a picture on the side of it there which looks like a half circle. Achezes by Miftachei Chalukah, which she would use to hold the sides of her shirt, and the way so it would catch it by the neck, which would hold the shirt tight by the neck. Hagam Peleat Savora, and the inner part of the circle would go around, so her neck was caught in it. It didn't caught in the sense of that's where it held it. He shall saw was made out of gold. The Viya, which means that's his that was a Natrikan for his Rabbeinu Alevi. I don't know exactly how it touches, but that's all it means. Okay. Nizamim, the Mor says, is Nizmei Ha'af, referring to Nizmei Ha'af. So, Rashi, Nizmei Ha'af. And Nizmei Ha'ozim, Mutar L'Chadchila, the ones which go into the nose rings are Mutar. Why the Shechalei Milso, the Mishnah, V'Achwaya, those are difficult to take out and show. I'm sorry. Nizmi Ozan are the Nizami for the Nizmi Af are the ones which are Usr, but Nizmi Ozan, the ones with the ear, are Mutter. By the Tzrichel of Milsa, the Mishnah of Rafuya, Ibn Esha Oznea, Mechusa is Pikishurin. She used to, the tichel, whatever, would go over her ears, and you'd have the earrings hanging down, but you'd have to uncover this, they would tie her hair to it. Tie her hair over it, so she just had the things hanging down. But to take it out, you'd have to undo the things which are tied over the ears. They're very frum. Okay, so that was a tirch already. We're not worried about her taking it out in the middle of the street and showing it. So that's the more stressing that only Nizmei Ha'af are also Nizmei Ozen and Mutter.
That would be, let's say, now it's
But so then you get back to the argument. They didn't ask for a certain item. They didn't ask for the item, unless you say that's not the same item because it was worn in a different way. So I don't know. Well, it's about Shainel. Okay.